You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 903 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So Mike McDaniel's the new head coach in Miami. For those who don't know who Mike McDaniel is, he's a guy who he's really burst onto the scene. Really has this year.
Because he doesn't look like he would be a football coach.
No.
At all. He doesn't look like a football coach. He's diminutive in stature. He came from Yale. He was on Gary Kubiak's staff.
He was a wide receiver at Yale.
Yeah. Gary Kubiak's staff in 07. He was on the 2014. He was a wide receivers coach in Cleveland when he's a Shanahan guy. He's a Kyle Shanahan guy. Right? Tight with Kyle Shanahan. So Shanahan's tree is getting, Kyle Shanahan's tree is really expanding. But you can also say Mike Shanahan's too. But Kyle, I think, is, you know, the example of the hot young coach. It's Kyle was it. And then now it's become, you know, Sean McVay was, Matt LaFleur. These guys have become good coaches, very good head coaches, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in Mike McDaniels off that same tree. He's a different fit personality wise, where Sean McVay is fired up and kind of like he was like a happier, nicer John Gruden personality-wise and stature and everything. Matt LaFleur is more like Kyle Shanahan, kind of quiet, got a little edge to him, if you know him at all. It's like serious about ball. But Aaron Rodgers apparently gets along with him really well. Kyle Shanahan has been brilliant for a long time. If you just followed what his quarterbacks have done, you could see that this guy is special from an offensive standpoint. Mike McDaniel is the guy that we found out, oh, wait, what now? He's in this group too? He really has burst on the scene for people, at least outside of San Francisco. Not a lot of people knew about Mike Jones. He kind of went viral because an announcer or a writer with the name Mike Jones said, it was a Zoom call, and, okay, question by Mike Jones. He goes, yeah, Kyle, I want to, and he goes, who? And he was waiting for Mike Jones. He was just it's a callback to a rap song. But it appears as though Mike McDaniel has been doing, he's a different guy. He's like one of us,
yeah, right,
almost ostensibly.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to this cut up of Mike McDaniel, you really need to Google him and look at him, because you'll just think he's just somebody who lives in Portland. Or somewhere in Denver, he snowboards and hangs out and does things. Mm-hmm. You know, he relaxes. He's always relaxed. He's got that look of a guy who's very relaxed. And so, although I do want to mention, he's fought and beat alcoholism was an issue in his life at one time. He's 30-something years old, late 30s, 38, I think you said. But his press conferences, because he is an OC, are unlike anyone else's. Here's some snippets of different press conferences, different clips of different press conferences he's been in.
Excited to be here. Equally excited for you guys to truly take in how physically imposing I am. So whenever you guys are ready to start, let's do it. Guys, again. What do we got? You guys got anything going on? Just hanging out in an auditorium? All right.
These are all the starts of his press conferences.
God, make me do all the work. What do you guys got for me? I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, see you guys. So how are we doing? What do we got? That's a cool question, because that's kind of how your pass game you want it to be. There's a rhythm and timing to everything. I have a history of smaller offensive linemen, but that's... really, we haven't invested second-round draft picks into offensive linemen. We'd prefer everyone to be 400 pounds and 6'10", if you could engineer that.
He's something. You gotta see him. And plus, it's all the starts of his press conferences, by the way. That's how he starts them with guys. And by the way, I've been at press conferences with coaches before that just know everybody just sits there and nobody asks a question. And the coach is like, okay, guys, really? There's nothing here? What? Okay, bye. You know, so
I know, and it's
and I would, he's San Francisco is pretty passive, I would imagine. It's not like New York.
You get the sense that he's having right. He's, you get the sense he's having fun.
Yeah, he is having fun. The grind that is a head coach's media responsibility will get to him.
Here it is. Houston rapper Mike Jones, he references. So a guy named Mike Jones asked a question. Mike Jones, USA Today, you know, the one of the people will call out the name of who it is on here, and here's his response.
Mike, what is it about Debo?
Who?
What's up, man?
Mike Jones, let's go. What's up?
How you doing?
I just started that press conference off. So he's a different kind of guy. He doesn't feel like head coaching personality. Like it doesn't feel like it. Who did we talk to who said, I think it was T-Mac has worked with him before, who said he is a lot of fun, that he is a great guy, great sense of humor. But he was one who was also here at the same time with Robert Saleh. So the Gary Kubiak tree, don't sleep. Do you get to be a tree if you're – oh, go ahead.
Well, going back to the coaching tree, I'm glad you brought that up. If we're going by the first coach that hired him, he's a Shanahan tree guy. Because Shanahan hired him as an intern with the Broncos.
Huh.
And then the following year, he got hired by Kubiak with the Texans.
Well, he's
remember,
technically,
when this was Denver South. This
his
was,
first this. Job as an assistant coach is where you're going to be the tree, if there is such a thing as a tree.
Is that,
so it'll be more, okay. It'll be Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
Is where he's going to be under. However, I do find it interesting that two guys who are quality control, Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel, both head coaches in the same division now, but Gary had some guys. Gary had some talent here. The Gary Kubiak years, I wish it had gone better for Gary more consistently. Because Bill O'Brien is going to go down as the winningest coach in Texans history. That just feels terrible.
To say.
And winningest GM.
Saying it out loud. What'd you say?
The winningest GM?
Rick Smith is the winningest GM.
Oh, there's not. Yes. Well, stop the winningest GM.
Stop it.
He's just, the worst GM in NFL history.
When he became GM, they won four games.
But next to Bill O'Brien's name, it's always going to say head coach / GM.
Yeah, right, and they sucked. Well, how is he the winningest coach?
But if he's the winningest coach, then he's always going to be linked. Somebody's just going to see, oh, he was the head coach and the GM.
No.
And he was the winningest coach.
Know. Yeah, no.
I think they know. You'd have to literally be the guy who wrote
You'd have to do no homework. Kind of like the guy that wrote the Deadspin piece about how white Mike McDaniel
football
is.
Football fans.
Yeah.
And your whole premise is, stupid white guy. You dumb white guy. I hope this white guy. He's what now? His dad's black?
No. The editor's note is fantastic on the Deadspin story. Since writing this, since we published this piece, we found out that he is half African. His father was black. But we're still keeping the peace in here, talking about how white he is.
Listen, I give him respect for keeping the piece up.
I don't know.
At this point,
it's totally
just
wrong.
What's a pinata piece?
Yeah.
So if you're willing to keep that up as a pinata piece, go ahead. You got some balls to keep that up there for everyone to discover. Like, it happened January 26th. I just discovered it the other day, and I wouldn't have if they had deleted it. They deleted their tweet to it, but it's still up there. So I give him some credit for leaving it up there, because it does nothing but make them look horrific.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, at 912 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to hang with us here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. What do you think of this Lovie Smith possibility? Because it is a real possibility now. If they can just work out the details of what Josh McCown is going to be doing on this staff, I think that we can get this job done. And you'll have Lovie Smith as your next head coach here in the city. That'd be number five, right? Head coach number five? It was Dom, yes. Gary, Bill O'Brien. Well,
you can't wait.
No, Romeo too. Romeo was a interim.
Wade and Romeo both.
Yeah, Wade and Romeo both. Do you count them as
get
coaches?
Counted.
They weren't hired. They were interim,
but they're counted in like all the Pro Football Reference stuff that I look at.
Yeah, okay.
They're counted as head coaches.
Okay.
Hires. This is now only your fourth hire?
Fifth. Cully was fourth.
Gary. Oh, yeah. Bill O'Brien. So.
You forget that? Yep. That he was hired?
He has a one-year deal. But, yeah, five. This is your fifth head coaching hire.
Yeah, fifth head coaching hire. We'll find out. And maybe relatively soon. And here's what we're finding out now is that Valentine's Day is 1 week away from today. And if you're still looking for that special Valentine's gift, I got it for you. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin. She'll slip it on, and she is going to love it. It just melts away the stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love it, the way they look, the way that they feel. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Free. Free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get our naturally new pajamas and just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234. That's GIFT. Text the word GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Tell them John Granato sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's Dr. Dre you're listening to. And I bring that up because Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and not Mary J. Blige.
Yep.
Indeed. Is it Mary J.?
Yep.
Okay. So they're going to be doing the halftime show. Now, where's the halftime show going to be, John?
In SoFi Stadium.
Where is that? What state is that in?
It's in California.
What kind of marijuana laws do they have?
Oh, good ones.
they're very relaxed.
The good kind.
Here are some bets that are actually out there. I did not see. Oh, it's at MyBookie. It's your boys at MyBookie have these Super Bowl.
How high will people be?
Well, here it is. Halftime. Number of references to marijuana during the halftime show. Over-unders at 2.5. Overs minus 180. It's a big favorite. Over-under 2.5. Now, you got to remember now, Dr. Dre is famous for The Chronic. Snoop is famous for Snoop. I mean
3.5.
They got to pay respect to, I feel like they got to pay respect to Nate Dogg, too. And his famous line is, smoke weed every day.
Is that now, if that's a lyric, number of references to marijuana, smoke weed every day would be, that's a, even though it's a lyric, reference. Does it count as a reference?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
a reference. You got to know this. My bookie needs to probably say something. Here's another one. Halftime, will Snoop Dogg smoke a blunt on stage? No minus 300, yes plus 200. I'm just telling you now, I'm going yes plus 200.
I don't know. It is the NFL. Let's not forget. It might.
What are they going to say?
Cut away. Not show it. I mean, listen. If he pulls one out and puts it in his mouth,
but it's legal.
It is legal, but it's still the NFL. You know, Uncle Raj.
That's a tough one. I mean, Raj, what he says is,
and they're definitely going to be on a delay.
Yeah, but video wise, audio wise, it's a lot easier to cut out.
You can end up shutting down the whole thing. Although Kendrick's not going to, Eminem won't. All right, halftime. Tupac Shakur join the halftime as a hologram. No minus 950. That's it. Yes plus 425. Tupac as a hologram, which would be California Love.
Yeah, I might go yes.
That's interesting. Plus 4. I'd like to get better.
They might know something
for that to be out there, because you're thinking, okay, Dre. What about Tupac? Then you've got a Compton angle with Kendrick Lamar.
Because the first
along time, with Dre, although that's not, you know, obviously California Love had nothing to do with it, was Compton, but it was Death Row. But will Dre spotlight Death Row stuff after he and Suge have had issues? I don't think so. I'm going to go no, but I don't feel like laying 950.
Yeah, because I mean, the first time that they did the Tupac hologram was at Coachella a few years back.
Well, if it happened there, it could well happen here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they've already got all the technology for it.
Plus 400 might be a little something you put it on. That'd be nice. That's nice odds. I mean, they may have some
a hologram
here,
though. You have to create a hologram. Have they ever had a hologram
at Coachella?
Yeah, but I mean, at an NFL event. So where was at Coachella? Who was it with someone? That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got to double check on that. But
that's an interesting bet. I hadn't even thought about that.
No. Let's get Adrian in here. He's got beef with Lance. I love that. That's my favorite thing.
Get in line. Get in line.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
Get in line.
What's going on, Adrian?
What's up, fellas? Lance, I'm standing at the front of the line.
Uh-oh.
I called last week, and I told you the reason why coaches aren't taking this job is because their last question is, if we want to put McCown on your staff, will you allow it? The coaches are telling them no. They hire Lovie Smith. I can guarantee McCown's on this staff, guaranteed slash coaching waiting. Told y'all. I could see this move on a night.
But
board.
Which coaches? Tell me the coaches stupid. That wouldn't take the job. Your premise is McDaniel? Here's my premise. Josh McCown was the guy until the Brian Flores stuff came out and they realized this is just too hot. We can't do that. Now I do think they want Josh as a coach waiting, but we'll see. I mean, everyone's assuming he'll be coach in waiting. John and I are, obviously. But we'll see. Like maybe we'll all be surprised, and he's not even on the staff. But I think he will be. I feel like he will be.
We can't expect anything less.
No, but I'm asking, who are these coaches? We have Lovie Smith comes on, and you're like, I told you, Lovie Smith is on the staff already.
But that's somebody they can make a head coach that will take Josh McCown. He won't complain about it. He won't do nothing. He'll just say yes.
Right, but your premise.
All these other
coaches, what was your original premise?
And all these other interviews.
Name the other guys who you think were turning down. Who are the guys turning down the jobs because they said you got to keep Josh McCown on? If they ever said that, you know that he's going to take your job. A legitimate coach would never take that opportunity. I didn't hear one thing. If that was said, that would have been leaked out. I promise you, Brian Flores would have put that out there. Brian Flores.
Okay.
If they had said that to Brian Flores. You don't think, Adrian, that he would have put that out there and named the Texans?
It may come out. It may come out, and it may not. I don't know.
I'll say you're right if that
happens.
Well,
we know this. When GMs were getting hired, they were saying, no, Jack Easterby will not be in this building. Okay?
They were asked that question. I don't think they were
asking. We haven't heard that yet about
McCown. Do you mind if Josh McCown is put on staff to take over your job in 2 or 3 years?
Not to take over your job, but that.
Well, that's what it would be, in essence. So Brian Flores would, he's been named as he had been interviewed. How many, Adrian, you're just so wrong on that. You think you're going to be right. Here's the thing. Josh had been interviewed last year and this year. Nobody has ever asked to keep a guy on a staff who has been interviewed. Lovie will do it because Lovie is at an age where he probably says, yeah, I don't care if it happens. What do I care? I'm going to be a coach for at least these. I want all my contract guaranteed while the kid learns, but that's fine. You got to remember now, Lovie had Josh McCown. He brought Josh McCown to Chicago. Lovie is down with Josh McCown. So go ahead and put that in there too, Adrian. If we're going to put all the business out there, put that one in too. Do some research and some homework because Lovie is down with Josh McCown. So that probably, and Lovie might be one of those guys who says, yeah, no, I'm totally cool with him being coach and waiting because they have a relationship. Any other coach, I don't think they're telling coaches that because number one, they would immediately tell agents, and agents would immediately leak it to Mike Florio, and it would have gotten out. And it's not. And it's disrespectful to ask another coach who's not even on your staff, who doesn't have a relationship with Josh McCown, hey, we want him to be an offensive coordinator. I promise you the agents for those coaches would have leaked that. Promise you. 100%. Because making the Texans look like a clown show is not something people are opposed to. They will put that out there. They will 100%, and Mike Florio will 100% put that out there. If he has a chance to embarrass Jack Easterby, Mike Florio is going to put it out there. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. 924 ESPN, 97.5.
I think I could do Luge. Like, I've been watching this Luge stuff, and I think if I went down kind of slow and kind of pulled on, do they have handbrakes on them?
No, there's no hand. No.
Can you like slow it down?
Slow it down. You're trying to go as fast as you possibly can. Why would you have handbrakes?
Just in case, like an emergency brake.
There's no handbrakes.
Like that parking brake.
No, you fly.
When have you ever pulled the brake up? Only when you had.
You cannot do the luge. You can't. Maybe the bobsled. Bobsled because you're inside of that thing. Maybe the bobsled.
I think I could do either one of them.
No, you can't do the luge.
I'm not saying I'd win.
You can't walk across the street without being in a cast.
I bet I could finish in the top 10.
You can't. Let's get Larry in here.
Super Bowl. Luge looks super dangerous.
Bets. What do you say, Larry?
hopefully Josh McClown won't be a Texans coach, but well, they do have handbrakes on the loose. Before I ask my get your input on a couple of Super Bowl props, John, do you have any recommendations as far as enhancing the Infinite experience? I'm going on Wednesday, and is there any advice you might have as far as making it a better experience?
I would just look is listen the Infinite experience. If you guys haven't seen it, is awesome. It is really really neat. It's like feels like you're in outer space. Honestly, you get chills sometimes with some of the stuff that you see there. When you're in there and you got the goggles on and it's all virtual, when you see as much as you possibly can. I mean, just keep looking around, look all over. Watch the videos. They talk to you. The astronauts talk to you and tell you what they're doing and whatnot. But get on out there and the views of Earth and the planetary systems are just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So you take in as much as you possibly can. That's the only thing I can tell you, Larry.
Okay. As far as the Super Bowl goes, first thing, the Rams and the Bengals combined for the last 3 months, they've scored a grand total of one touchdown on their opening drives of their games. Hmm. So what are your thoughts on the first bet that the first score of the game will be a field goal? I like that bet, especially with the odds that you're getting instead of a touchdown. And the second bet, I want your thoughts on the Bengals. If you look at their scoring, they have not been scoring a lot, especially in the playoffs. So I'm thinking about taking them under 21 points just for the team total for the Bengals. I want to get your thoughts on those two.
I actually think they're going to have a hard time scoring. I just think the pressure, the heat's going to be so intense on. Yeah. You have Jalen Ramsey can.
The under's gone down. The over-under's gone down.
Yeah, I think this is a tough matchup for Cincinnati because the offensive line plus your best receiving option has to fade Jalen Ramsey. I think that's awfully tough. I think it's going to be a lower
score. For Jalen Ramsey, it's Floyd and Donald.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a double bubble.
Yeah.
You got a blanket over there on your best receiver, and then you got to deal with three pass rushers against a not very good offensive line.
And we've seen, and they don't need to blitz.
And Joe's not a real mobile guy.
No, but look what Jeffrey Simmons did to that offensive line.
I know. So that's I just think it's a bad matchup for Cincinnati, and I could see the point total going under for the Bengals.
Well, I'm starting to talk myself into the Rams. Because this looks a lot like Tampa's defensive front against Kansas City's offensive line.
Yes, same.
And that was a killer for Kansas City. It's just scary. Just scary to think of Joe. He's got to have time. I mean, I love Joe, and I want to see him win, and I just think that it's – I think it'd be just a great story if Joe wins. It'll be a great story if Stafford wins too, you know, from where he came from to where he is. So I think there's great stories in the Super Bowl. However, I just think this offensive line when Joe's just he's gonna be. I just feel bad for him. If you want to know the truth, I just feel bad for him. I don't think he's gonna have any. And you're right. Then you got Jalen Ramsey. After you got an defensive line that's gonna be in your face and after you like Holly Hounds. Now you gotta be able to get to Jalen Ramsey as well.
Now, of all the quarterbacks, Joe's willing to get to other receiving options. Like, he's not going to just lock in on one guy and that's that. So you do have somebody who can work around that problem, that issue. However, his time to throw is going to be so limited. Now, okay, well, let's think this through. Zach Taylor knows the same thing we do. We're not telling – Zach Taylor's not going to go on this game like, we just didn't expect for their pass rush to be all over us. That's not going to happen. So if Zach Taylor already knows this is going to happen and Joe Burrow knows this is – you know who else knows? Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow knows. So don't you think they're going to have something planned? I'm just trying to think this thing all the way through. If we're playing chess here, they know.
What can you plan for an offensive line that can't block?
You have to get your screen game up. You have to get your play action game up.
I'm sure Kansas City knew that too against.
So I would say Tyler Boyd. Tampa. Tyler Boyd is a guy that I keep an eye on because he's part of the quick game stuff where you throw and let him run after catch.
Well, and Jamar.
I think possibly five wide some five wide stuff where you run Joe Mixon out of the backfield and you try to get them in dime packages, nickel packages to get them in uncomfortable situations, and then let Joe make quick reads and quick throws. These are things I would consider. This is how if I'm trying to play this game if I'm trying to read the chessboard, you already know what you're up against, so how do you combat it? Well, the best way to combat it is get the ball out quick. What's the best way to do that? Throwing wide receiver screens, bubble screens, getting the ball outside the box quickly in space and letting guys try to get after missed tackles. Your other option is spreading it out, going five wide, getting into some man looks, because if they stay zone, Joe's just going to doink, 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 doink. He'll take the little dink and dunk. He's one of the few quarterbacks in the league that will still do that. And then if you start playing man, he'll say, okay, now T. Higgins, get ready. Since they're spread out and they've got a single high safety, we're going T. Higgins over the top. Because I'm not going to mess with Ja'Marr Chase very often, but I will go with the other tall guy with the long arms.
Yeah.
I'll take my shots there. So I think Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow are going to have alternate plans. Mike Tyson, right? Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. We'll see what happens then.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. If you've got thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I've got thoughts about Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite. I got thoughts about you actually doing something in your home, actually making it better, working on those bathrooms, working on the floors, working on your cabinets, working on your kitchen, working on your living rooms. It doesn't matter what room it is in the home or outside the home as well. He did. I've mentioned it several times now that Jeff Aronoff did our outdoor kitchen, and it was wonderful, and it helped us sell the house. And listen, if you've been in a house for 10, 15, 20 years, and you're not upgrading, if you're not, especially the bathrooms now, it is something that you really got to get done. It really helps sell a home, or you know what? And oh, by the way, if your bathroom's gross, if your vanity is gross, if your floors are gross, time to change your shower. I mean, nothing. It really helps sell a house having really nice bathrooms. So think about this next time you're going and you're like, this taste is gross. Let me call Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. Don't have a gross house. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 935 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What did we miss? Is there anything? We talked about a lot of different stuff. Jordan Spieth, almost right, risking life and limb. Lance on the luge.
Somebody put my face.
A-Bear.
He's pretty good at that.
He's really good.
He put my face on a luge, and I just retweeted and said, don't at me, but I think I could finish top six.
You can't finish in the top six.
I love when I say stuff like that. I've got, I can get my kids so riled up. Mason knows it's a joke. Snacks gets pissed. My wife takes that stuff. She's been married to me almost 20 years. How do I continue to fool her time after time after time? I know I'm a great actor because I can say stuff and I'll test her. Like, you've gotten to the point where you know that's not true. What you're saying is not true.
When you told me you invented doorknobs, I knew.
Yeah.
Right.
My daughter and my kids are very cynical now because I've made them that way. I told my daughter when she was young I invented stop signs and she believed it for a while. Snacks believe me on stuff, but they very quickly realize they don't want to believe me anymore. And it's probably best.
No, it is best. NBA trade deadline is coming up. What do you think the odds are for James Harden to be traded before the deadline? I mean,
I'm going to say no is -250.
-500.
Okay, and here's why it's not going to happen. Why would Daryl Morey trade for a guy he's going to get next year anyway? Why give up anything?
Because he wants to get rid of Ben Simmons.
He's probably already got two birds with one stone. But he's had lots of Ben Simmons offers. He probably is just waiting, and you're going to do that with a separate offer, and you get James for nothing as a free agent.
It doesn't.
Why not?
I don't think it's. It might not happen. First of all, and secondly, do you have the cap space next year, next offseason? You might need Simmons cap space.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can still make
a
trade.
You're going to take something back on the Simmons deal, so you might not have cap space.
Well, Daryl, let's see what the timing looks like, because Daryl could also trade and do one of his Weasley trades. Like, nobody knows the cap more than Daryl, how to circumvent stuff and create openings and holes.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, I mean,
and go over the luxury tax. And
probably Ben. So Ben Simmons would make sense just for dollar-on-dollar type stuff, yeah. Although James makes more than Ben.
Yeah, but that makes it right.
That would make it easy. But the reason that it might not happen is if Daryl has figured out a way to bring James in, then why not just bring James in or do a signing trade with James leaving next year? Because, you know, a lot of times teams who are gonna lose a player will do a sign-and-trade. Maybe they do something like that, and he moves Ben Simmons on a different deal.
But again, they might need the Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons is going to go somewhere and he's got to take money back. You know, so they're.
But I just think that if they wait, they have more leverage.
Well, how about
James
winning this
leave.
Year? Because guess what?
Yeah, that would be the argument. I mean, listen, you're about to catch a fat suit, Nets. And this is, can you believe James hasn't even.
He wants to be there. And you doubt him.
Okay. I'm just telling you now, the fat suit's coming out. They're going to get the big chunk fat suit is going to come out, and they're going to figure out James is going to big chunk them the same way he big chunked us.
Good or bad for us if Ben Simmons goes to the Nets?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah, New York is a very understanding media base. I think they'll be very friendly with Ben Simmons.
Well, I'm saying because of the Nets picks that we get.
Oh, okay, because I was obviously joking. No, not good for us. I want them to implode.
No, right.
Although Ben Simmons, he's already in the middle of shutting down a whole season because somebody hurt his feelings.
Well, and
so I think that's the kind of guy that we want.
Ain't nobody going to play with Ben Simmons saying, oh, I got to get with Ben Simmons because we're going to win a championship
that
now.
That's true. That could be good for us.
It could be good for
us. That could be good for Rockets fans. And like I said, Ben Simmons is one of those guys who, like, Doc Rivers hurt his feelings, so he quit basketball this year.
Right.
I mean, anytime you got a guy that's that
Joel
Embiid tough,
did too now.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that's the toughest organization around.
Right.
But Joel's happy now, so he's back in. But, yeah, I mean, Kyrie, you know, he'll quit in the middle of a week at least. He doesn't even play full seasons. Ben Simmons can get upset if you say the wrong thing on Twitter about him. At any point, he can just quit a season. No, I think that's what I want. I'd rather have that over there than James, Kyrie, just James and Kevin Durant. Now you got injured Durant. You got James getting ready to bust out the big chunk fat suit. And you're talking about bringing in Ben Simmons, who quit on basketball because Doc Rivers hurt his feelings? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Now, when I watched the Rockets yesterday, I realized, hey, I'm not sure we're going to be doing pick swaps anytime soon. Not sure that's going to be a thing. I know it's available. I just don't think it will. I don't know how long it's going to take before the Rockets say, yes, we will take your pick because it is worse than our pick. I think the Rockets are going to have the worst pick maybe for at least two more years.
Well, hopefully.
I do see talent, though. I was at the game yesterday. I mean, KJ Martin has some talent. They're definitely athletic and energetic. It just doesn't. They don't stay in front of anyone defensively. There is no help side defense. They just don't care enough yet. They don't care enough to play both sides of the basketball. And at some point, you're going to have to say, look, we love that we have all this energy, but these are the four guys we're rolling with, and we need to fill in around those
guys. Would you mean KMJ or KPJ?
Well, KJ Martin.
Kenyon Martin Jr.
Yeah, they call him KJ Martin. So right. KJ Martin is one guy that here's what I've heard. I've heard the Rockets have had that people are interested in Jay Sean Tate and KJ Martin, but they don't want to deal them. So if they're the guys that you want to hang on to, and I know they love.
Yeah, what do you want?
Kevin Porter Jr.
How many
At some
picks
point,
do you
you're
want?
Gonna have to figure out who you are. You know, it is pretty amazing that Şengün, has he even turned 20 yet?
He started last.
Watching
night.
Some of the stuff he does.
Well,
is
he's
fun.
With the Dream. I mean, doesn't
I know,
that help?
But he's a thick bone guy. Like he's not a skinny guy. Like Jalen's gonna have to start eating some burgers, doing some. He's an explosive guy, but he is so rail thin.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know he's young. But he is, and maybe you look at John Morant, you say, oh, he didn't have to. Maybe so. Maybe so. But you see the talent. You see talent on the court. It's just I don't think this iteration of this team is ever going to do anything. They've got to get, you know, eventually Shingun's going to get older, even better. Jalen will get older, better. Who are going to be other? Who are the other guys from this team that are going to stick around?
All right, when we come back, we finish it up strong. When we come back, do you want to watch a castration? That's the question that we'll be putting forward here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, I want to talk about HR&P. If you did one here, you would get in trouble, okay? If we did a castration here live on the show, then we would get in trouble. HR would call, and you know who that would be? That would be HR&P. So HR&P would call us, and then we would have an issue. We'd have to sit down and talk about it, everything else. But you don't handle castration issues at your business because you got HR&P. We don't handle them here either. You don't want that. You don't want that heat of screwing up HR. You don't want that heat of actually doing your payroll either. I mean, that's silly. Why are you doing that? It's so much more cost effective, especially if you have 15, 20, 30, 800 employees, whatever the case may be. Don't do it yourself. You're so much more benefit from doing it with HR&P. There's so much more benefit tax-wise with Affordable Care Act, with the experts all doing it every single time perfectly at HR&P. You're looking for that HR and payroll company? We got them. They're the best. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, News of the Weird is brought to you today by Damaris Barbecue's Frito Pie. Beans, brisket, cheese, and, of course, Fritos. If you've never had it, it is excellent.
That sounds awesome.
Brisket on Fritos
will
with beans.
Will they open at 10:15?
No, but you can probably go there. Not 10:15, but 10:45 probably.
It'll take me a little while to drive over.
Hit Damaris Barbecue for lunch or dinner today. Enjoy their awesome
Frito Pie?
Frito Pie. It's awesome.
We got food coming up Wednesday, by the way.
We do? Oh, you didn't do it yet? Friday when I wasn't here.
Nah, Jax is coming in.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. So this whole castration thing, are you for or against it?
What is it? This whole castration thing, I didn't know there was a thing. So why are you bringing this up?
Apparently this is a thing in Europe, in England. Seven people were arrested after reports of castrations being broadcast live online. Do you want to watch someone being castrated
live
online?
Live online?
Live online. Any way, shape, or form, want to watch a castration live online or participate in it?
No, I'm going to go ahead and pass on the castrations. Okay. All of them.
Well, seven people were arrested for doing this. So, yeah, it's probably not something that you should do. This is something that could happen to you. An Oregon woman was duped into thinking she was training to be a DEA agent for almost a year. So she thought...
I could do this to somebody. Yes. It wouldn't happen to me. It would happen because of you. I have fooled my wife and let her go on thinking stuff or fooled other people and then realized, oh, I didn't clean that up. Like they've said things.
Right.
So this lady was a year?
A year. He tricked her into thinking or believed that she was trained to be a drug enforcement agent and realized she'd been tricked for a year by a man pretending to be her supervisor.
This is so good.
This has.
You have any other?
Have you seen The Tinder Swindler on Netflix?
I got it saved. It looks good.
This kind of reeks of that.
Tinder Swindler?
Yeah, it's a guy.
He's on Tinder?
He's on Tinder, and I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, if you just Google this, like you'll see stories from 2019 from all this. But yeah, it's kind of a wild ride.
That is fun. That's fun. Sorry, lady, but you got duped for almost a year. Congratulations. Students in Vacaville, California are protesting the school. Can you guess why?
In California?
California.
It's something stupid.
I don't know. If you think chocolate milk is stupid, then okay. Chocolate milk has been banned from their school.
Banned?
Banned.
No, I'm with these kids. I stand with these kids.
Stay strong.
I stand with
chocolate milk strong.
I wish Dell was here to see you raise your hand in solid, your fist in solidarity.
I'm with you.
I'm definitely
going to tell Andres Vacaville. Screen okay. Yeah. Is it fair to have a chocolate?
What do they say?
Chocolate milk ban?
Why is chocolate milk banned?
Because it's not. They apparently California think it's not healthy. Okay. Which is stupid.
There was commercials a while back about how chocolate milk is good for you, and I thought, I don't know how they're getting this through, but
I still have a thing of chocolate milk in the fridge.
They were pushing chocolate milk as a post-workout protein drink.
Yeah. I mean, you add it all.
If you added protein powder.
It's probably our greatest food ally, okay, is chocolate milk. It's chocolate milk. I love me some chocolate. I've always got it in there.
Some Italian cream cake. It doesn't mean I'm supposed to have that for post-workout.
That's awesome. No, it's perfect for your post-workout. If you're going to have the cake anyway, at least you worked out, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Argentinians are being urged to throw out their cocaine. Apparently, they have 23 people have died because of tainted batches. Do you think you should have to throw out your cocaine?
So this is what I think. In Argentina. I think somebody in Argentina who bought cocaine and they think, I really want this to be cocaine and I did spend my money. I'm willing to just give like a little, let me just get a little key, like, and if I get sick, I won't get really sick. It's tainted. It's like,
just a little bit.
Unless it's fentanyl and then I'm done.
Right. Then it's over for you.
How about fentanyl? Like, oh, if you get the amount of fentanyl like on the head of a pin, that's too much. I'm like, that seems easy to overdose on fentanyl.
Yeah, no, fentanyl's really, really dangerous. I
decided not to do fentanyl.
Throw out your cocaine, Argentina. A woman.
And just start over on the next batch.
A Canadian woman found a naked man, living in her trunk for 3 days.
A Canadian woman found a naked man living in her trunk. That sounds like he wasn't living. It sounds like he was put there by some bad guys.
It didn't say dead in her trunk.
Well, how many naked people in trunks? Isn't that usually stories? Take off all your clothes, get in the trunk. Who does that willingly?
And the car is just, look at, he left stuff. He was in the trunk, but apparently he was in the front seat, too. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't need that. Hey, a man in Australia found a giant spider in his car. You know what he did?
Better than what I just saw.
No, that was gross.
Oh, boy.
I want to see the picture.
Know what was on that seat. Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, this is not something you want.
I think I know what that is.
He did stuff in there. That's ugly. Yeah, that's not good. So what did the man do when they found the giant spider? What if you found a giant spider in your car? Look at that spider.
Kill it.
It's the size of the mirror that you in the what's the thing called that hides the sun, that hides the glare.
Oh, yeah.
Your visor?
Visor.
It is about the size
It's the size of the mirror and the visor. Look at it. That's how big it is.
It's pretty big.
That's a really big spider. You know what he did?
What?
Made it a pet. Kept it in his car for a year.
Where's this?
In Australia. Of course it's Australia. Either Florida or Australia.
I've got myself a spider. I'm pretty excited about this. He's a pet spider. And I'll sick him on you if we got problems. Is he friends with the guy that fed meth to the squirrels?
How about that? No, he could be,
attack squirrel?
He could be, though. House prices have soared in this village, Lance. Look how beautiful it is along
the
coast.
Yeah, it looks nice, yeah.
Except that the village is set to disappear under the sea in the next 30 years. Would you buy a house? And, oh, by the way, the prices are soaring.
Absolutely.
You would? A house that's going to be in the sea in the next 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, but the prices are soaring?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I could just live my best life and then, like, I don't know about you kids. This money's just going to disappear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would try to sell this in 10 years.
I'll be gone. I don't give a rat's ass.
How about y'all try to sell it in 15 years and try to, you're probably going to have to take less.
How great will it be? The beach keeps on getting closer and closer and closer to your front door.
I don't feel like that's a great thing. You don't have to walk. I don't feel like that's a great thing. Like, hey, I want the opportunity to go to the beach. I don't want to be forced into it every day. And there's no sand here. I don't have a beach. It's just water by my front yard.
It really was. All right, we're done. Charlie Pelillo next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.